I took years ago in a sermon, I preached a sermon on the subject, you will find them in the yellow pages. And I took two men out of here. And the reason that I did take out of here Diotrephes and Demetrius, and I put with them Demas, by the way, that Paul spoke about in Colossians 4:14. He had been a fellow laborer with Paul, but he had gone back. He loved the world, and he had departed from Paul. So that actually you have mentioned here, and I put together in the sermon, of course, three that each one began with a D, Demas, Diotrephes, and Demetrius. Well, I probably should have put Gaius in there, and if it had been Dias, I'm sure I would have put it in. But he's the first one mentioned here, and you would have two wonderful saints in the church, and you'd have two that are not so wonderful. In fact, they're the very opposite. And this shows you, at the close of the first century, how believers made out. How were they holding out? Did they all become martyrs? Were they all paragons of virtue? Were they all worthy followers of Christ? Were they, in turn, worthy examples of the faith? Now, of the millions who turned to Christ in the first three centuries, how did the average believer turn out? Well, you would have two that are outstanding, men of God. And you'd have two that were not outstanding, but they were not standing at all. They were doing anything but standing for the truth. And you find them, I would say, in the yellow pages of the Roman Empire. That is, if you could get a hold of the book of the first century, you'd probably find, really, these four men. I'm just bringing in Demas here, but Diotrephes and Demetrius are mentioned in this epistle. And in the yellow pages, you know, today, due to modern advertising methods, they tell you you can find it in the yellow pages. Doesn't make any difference whether you want to purchase anything from an art vard to a zebra, from an atom splitter to a zimometer, or a Bacchus to a zygote. You can find them in the yellow pages. Well, here in the Word of God, you can find two men that ought to be in the yellow pages because they were yellow. And you have one man or two men that really stood for the faith of God. Now, I'm not talking about Demas at all. Paul could say, he hath forsaken me. What a tragic note, and what an awful thing to have to be said of Demas. He was a professing Christian, not a genuine Christian.